exam. Just to indicate that it works both ways, if we flick back for a second to the bases. The bases of organic chemistry are the amines. An aliphatic amine was indicating that we've got alcohol groups attached to the nitrogens rather than aromatic groups. So looking at that nitrogen then, it's typical sp3. We've got four regions of electron density. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and the lone pair is 4. So the ability to protonate that then relies on this lone pair attacking the H+. So we now form a tetrahedral system where there's now a plus on the nitrogen, because if we count the electrons around it, we can only count 4 electrons on the nitrogen, and it should have 5. The aromatic amines are less soluble in acid, and the reason for this is if we look at the characteristic of the aromatic amine, here's your amine center here in nitrogen. We push the lone pair onto that nitrogen carbon bond, creating a double bond. That pushes the double bond in the arene system onto the next carbon, which is negative. And that negative is able to move around the system between the 2, the 4, and the 5, the 2, the 4, and the 6 position. And so that then is a resonance stabilized system where we're pushing negative around the ring, but that actually leaves the poor old nitrogen positive. Now that's not a good situation if you want to take this molecule and protonate it, because it's much less likely then for H+ to be attacked by a nitrogen which has got positive character than it is for H+ to be attacked by a nitrogen which has got a delta minus on it and a lone pair. Okay, so that's why these aromatic amines then are much less soluble in weak acid than aliphatic amines, because these guys are weaker bases.